Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland has added its voice to calls to allow Ukraine to fire Western-supplied missiles deep into Russia. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Poland's foreign minister on Thursday saying the West should, quote, lift restrictions on the use of long-range weapons. His comments came during a joint news conference in Warsaw with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said he had extensive discussions with Ukrainian officials in Kyiv on Wednesday, but declined to say whether the U.S. was ready to approve such strikes. Ukraine has been pressing the U.S. and other Western allies to authorize long-range strikes that it says will help to counter Russia's relentless aerial attacks. Russia has warned that any decision to allow would deepen what it called the direct involvement of the U.S. and Europe in the war and would trigger a response from Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Ukraine accused Russia on Thursday of using strategic bombers to strike a civilian grain vessel in a missile attack in Black Sea waters near NATO member Romania, escalating tensions between Moscow and the military alliance. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the vessel carrying Ukrainian grain to Egypt had been hit overnight by a Russian missile just after it left Ukrainian territorial waters. There were no casualties, he said. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte attended the funeral of former President Alberto Fujimori on Thursday. Boluarte embraced both of Fujimori's children, politicians Kiko and Kenji, before approaching his casket. Fujimori, who died on Wednesday, steered economic growth during the 1990s, but was later jailed for human rights abuses stemming from a bloody war against Maoist rebels.